Every time I go to the bank, actually, every time a client comes to me and gives me a $100 bill, I'm like, geez, do I really need a $100 bill? Because I go to the bank and I get the third degree. So I give the $100 bill to the teller, and the first thing they do, it's really weird, is they snap it. I don't know if you could hear. Oh no, that was just my $100 bill cut in half. So anyway, they snap it, and then they hold it up to the regular light, and then they put it under a microscope, and then they look at the $100 bill with a magnifying glass, and at the point they're ready to make a mark on it, I'm ready to say, "Well, trust me, I made that $100 bill myself, so you sure you could trust me." So I want you to think of that next time you use the health concerns formulas. Because these mushrooms are very rare, they're subject to all sorts of adulteration and manipulation. So we have to take very good care in terms of the identification, the growing, the harvesting, the various tests we do. Just like the bank teller has her test for a $100 bill, we have microbiological screening, analytical screening, and then finished product analysis. So I do want to wish everybody Happy New Year. This was me about 10 to 20 years ago with my grandmother. My grandmother, we were celebrating her 80th birthday. And there's some really things I wanted to tell you about my grandmother. She was a great healer, but like many of the great herbalists, she was poor. And so one of the things I want to do when I formed Health Concerns 30 years ago is I really wanted to give practitioners not only high quality products, but the tools that will help them make a living doing healing. Because my grandmother was so poor that it's almost like the butt of a joke. You know, when she got Social Security, her quality of life skyrocketed. So I don't want you to be poor. That's one of the reasons we do provide excellent products and the tools to help you succeed. The other lesson from my grandmother, who basically was too poor to afford Western medicine, I think she started using Western medicine when she was about 80. If I didn't tell you, this was her 90th birthday. She lived to 98. So we'll talk about her in the longevity workshop. But anyway, part of her longevity was that she didn't trust drugs. Well, why didn't she trust drugs? Well, there's no quality control from her perspective. Well, you look at an aspirin and it's some white tablet that doesn't smell. Well, it smells kind of bitter. Well, would you want to take that? Well, no. And then you taste it and it tastes really bitter. That's a far cry from growing some mint and seeing it grow and bud and then smell it and taste it and touch it. So from the perspective of my grandmother and the traditional herbalist, the problem with the drugs is there's no quality control. If you look at it through organoleptic analysis, which is taste, touch, smell, etc., there's no quality. And then the last thing is faith versus science. So science says, show me the evidence and I'll believe. Faith says, believe and I'll show you the evidence. And so that was my grandmother in a nutshell. She had faith over science. So one of the reasons that we use these mushroom products is that they have very deep and profound effects on the immune system. And we'll be talking, this is kind of an overview class, particularly for those of you who want to use medicinal mushrooms in your practice. And so it's true that we've had some amazing success stories, both at the Health Concerns Helpline practice and in our clinic here in Oakland, California. Some people with leukemia that were reversed, liver cancer, a case of neck cancer that spontaneously was said to be in spontaneous remission. Some amazing cases of HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, chronic fatigue syndrome. One of the mushroom blends I'll talk about later, we've actually had a few people that had MS be able to get out of wheelchairs through the use of this medicinal mushroom blend. So the mushrooms can definitely be very, very powerful, and most of the mushrooms that I'm going to be talking about today have specific effects on the immune system. But one of the things that's important to keep in mind is do you want to use these in as part of your professional practice, keeping in mind your TCM diagnosis, including your symptoms, tongue, and pulse assessment when using these medicinal mushroom products. You almost always want to use mushroom products in combination, that is, as a single ingredient combined with other mushroom formulas, or a formula that contains medicinal mushrooms as part, as one of the ingredients. And so you also, in these real miracle cases, they almost always involved not only the medicinal mushrooms, but also evaluating the clients for qi deficiency, blood deficiency, stagnation, yin deficiency, and yang deficiency. So in other words, when we combined the right mushroom blends with the tonic that addressed their constitutional factors, then we got really good results. And so when my own mother got lung cancer for the first time, one of the things that was happening to her, she was really run down, very weak energy, getting sick all the time. And we used power mushrooms, actually, to help increase her energy. And we used it with another formula called Astra 8. So, you know, in clinical practice, we oftentimes use, almost always use these mushrooms in combination. So the last point I want to make of a general nature is that it's true that people can get miraculous results using medicinal mushrooms, particularly if they're used in combinations, but not every single time do medicinal mushrooms work. Part of this is some of the products on the market aren't state-of-the-art or actually are fraudulent. That's one of the issues. The other issue is that some people just don't want to do the work. So I have a cancer patient, I might say to them, I would recommend that you should take at least six tablets a day of power mushrooms, as well as another qi tonic to address your qi deficiency. Oh, well, I'm taking morphine every hour, and I have terrible constipation, and I just don't think I could take six tablets a day. Well, then maybe the mushrooms aren't for you. So I think it's also good to qualify people, too, to see if they're willing to do what it takes. So several people have asked me, I do appreciate the questions that have come in advance, about dosage. Remember, your best dosage is going to be in the Health Concerns Clinical Handbook. That's the therapeutic dosage of our formulas that's been clinically validated. If you do make whole mushrooms, you know, you want to cook mushrooms yourself, one of the problems is you're looking at cooking 50 to 100 grams of mushrooms for about 12 hours. This is the case in Ganoderma. If you want to get all the constituents out of Ganoderma, you're cooking it for 12 hours, low heat, and you're taking 50 to 100 grams a day. So we really want to look at not only mushrooms in general, but when do you want to use culinary mushrooms, when do you want to use a more medicinal health concerns type mushrooms. So in medicinal mushrooms in professional practice, we're really looking at using the formulas in blends, evaluating the symptoms, including the tongue and pulse assessment as well. Just a quick review, I'm surprised how many people call up on our helpline and they don't include the TCM information, which we're always encouraging people to do. If you did get licensed 20 or 30 years ago, either in California or another state, and didn't have to learn herbs, I would really suggest taking our class, improving your clinical results with Chinese herbs, or maybe taking a refresher course at the local acupuncture college on pulse and tongue diagnosis. These are very important. So just a quick review, when we look at cooking up reishi mushrooms for 12 hours, so we look at buying a cordyceps tonic for $2,000, that's folk medicine, right? We're using singles rather than combinations, and we're using a formula typically for supplemental use, and typically there's no differentiation. You know, this mushroom's good for cancer, so I take it for as long as possible, and that's the end of the differentiation. When we're doing TCM, we're evaluating all the symptoms and constitution according to the what people are telling us, what we're observing, as well as the tongue and pulse differentiation. And so this will tell us how long we need to take a formula. So if we're using health concerns formulas as folk medicine, sure, generally they can be taken long over a long period of time. They're very safe. But a more precise answer would be whenever the you take the formula as long as the symptoms, tongue, and pulse indicate it. So in general, though, people that have cancer and other serious immune deficiencies do use these medicinal mushroom blends typically for weeks and months and sometimes for years. Now, there are many different types of medicinal mushroom preparations on the market. And one of the things that Health Concerns is very big on is validation. So unfortunately, many of our competitors, they basically are just running the American office of the home Chinese, Chinese factory. The factory is made in, products are made in China, and the person in the United States is just running the U.S. division. So that person doesn't have a lot of knowledge about the real natural product science. And so they may not know, even though they're importing these herbs, that, that some of these ingredients are not good. Some of them are actually a waste of money. Whether others, if they're properly presented, can actually be very important. So we all are familiar with fruiting body. That's the whole mushrooms. If we go, one of the things, I like to buy whole mushrooms in the Ferry Building in San Francisco. There's a great mushroom store there, and they have all kinds of exotic mushrooms in whole form. Well, so all the formulas, with one exception that Health Concerns makes, use the fruiting body of the whole mushroom that's been wild picked from China. And that basically is gives us a lot of strength where some of these other products don't have. Now, many of the products are mycelium products. That means that the company just grows a little peach fuzz. This is particularly in the case of Ganoderma. They might grow a little peach fuzz on some wood chips, and then they scrape it, put it in a vat, and call that mycelium extract. So the real problem with mycelium extracts is that they're very, very hard to categorize and quantify. And so one of the agencies, or actually it's organizations we work with, is called American Herbal Pharmacopoeia. And their URL is ahp.org, and they make a monograph on called Reishi mushroom, which is the other name for Ganoderma lucidum, which is the medicinal mushroom that we use. And they say in their review publication that one of the problems with the mycelial products is that they can't be characterized and they can't be duplicated. So I quote, "It's very difficult to evaluate data regarding various reishi mushroom mycelium preparations and determine their clinical effectiveness. Most of the data do not clearly delineate the type of preparation used in the studies. Various terminology is used, including mycelium, mycelia, mycelia extract, cultured media, and mycelia fermentation product." So that's a quote from their review on reishi mushroom, aka Ganoderma. So when we're providing these formulas in capsule or tablet form, what we're doing is using an extract of the whole mushroom, and that's relatively unique. Some of the companies are just grinding up mushrooms and putting that in the capsule. Many of the companies are extracting the mycelium, and again, this is before that the mushroom has even been developed, so that the research that's been done on whole mushrooms and mushroom extracts can't be duplicated by mycelia products. So the last thing I want to say about mushroom extracts is we're talking about whole solid extracts. That's extracts that are in powder form. Mycelia and fruiting body tinctures have no effectiveness. So unless you're like a homeopathic practitioner trying to do your own energetics, I strongly suggest not using tinctures of mushroom preparations because they're simply a waste of money. The reason that if you cook the mushrooms yourself, you need to use 50 to 100 grams of mushrooms is because you need a lot of mushroom to get a medicinal effect. Also, many of the mushrooms are not soluble in alcohol, so we don't want to use alcohol extracts of medicinal mushrooms. So we all know about Amanita mushrooms. Basically, in the local area, sometimes people go out and pick mushrooms, and a couple of them die every year. And interestingly enough, one of the treatments for Amanita mushroom poisoning is milk thistle extract. However, for Amanita mushroom poisoning, you have to use injectable milk thistle. You don't bother using products that are in capsule, tablet, or tincture form. But this explains why the identification is important. Now, it used to be that when you went to Chinatown and said you want Lingzhi, which is a Chinese Mandarin name for Ganoderma, many Southern Chinese call it Ling Qi. So you say, you go into Chinatown and say, I want some Ling Qi. And they say, oh yeah, sure, no problem, $20 a pound, and you get these black mushrooms. Well, that's Ganoderma mushroom, but that's a different species than the one that Health Concerns uses in our products, and the one that's been validated scientifically. So again, we have traditional usage as well as non-traditional usages, and in general, we prefer the clinically validated traditional uses of the products, that is the whole mushrooms and whole mushroom extracts, over the special extracts or the non-traditional formulas. For instance, one of my friends has an interest in alternative cancer care, and he's tried to learn as much as possible from myself and Dr. Fung. One day he called me up and says, oh, Andrew, I'm so excited. I've got this new reishi extract. It's really great. And he showed me the label, and it said, hyperextenulated reishi M63-5400. And I go, uh-oh. And then I looked in the ingredients. I said, 1 milligram. I said, this is some special product. It may be useful in Japan or China or something, but I've never used it. This is not the way people traditionally use mushrooms. So you have to watch these extracts. You have to make sure that they're potent and also make sure that there's a potent dosage. So always go back to the Health Concerns Clinical Handbook if you have dosage questions. So I want to talk a quick review about some of the main mushrooms. These are really interesting ingredients. This is a red Lingzhi. This is the species that has all the research. One of the reasons that you have to cook it for so long, for 12 hours, is that those of you who have seen this in Chinatown or actually bought one, it's very, very tough. It's very, very hardy. So you really have to simmer the heck out of it. So Ganoderma has been used in ancient China. It was very hard to get before they had, you know, mechanical jet planes and helicopters and trucks and things. It was very, very hard to go into the remote areas of China and get the Ganoderma. As a result, the use of Ganoderma or Lingzhi was reserved for the emperors. Starting in around the 1950s, 1960s, Ganoderma began to be used as a folk cure in Japan. And there's a doctor whose name is Morishige, M-O-R-I-S-H-I-G-E, Fukami Morishige. And he's a doctor who's had extensive experience with patients that had Ganoderma, and also done laboratory experiments, like given Ganoderma to laboratory animals and shown that it can not only suppress cancer cells, but it can also improve their quality of life. He basically was a Western doctor, and he didn't really believe in reishi mushrooms, but many of his Japanese patients took it. And he had a 39 patient that had incurable lung cancer and pleurisy, and bottom line is that singly she was cured by the Ganoderma mushroom, and that led him to do a lot of research. So basically, Ganoderma is chiefly used for its immune capabilities. Again, in our own clinic, we use this extensively with cancer patients and patients with immune conditions, including autoimmune states. Now, cordyceps is a very interesting preparation. Chinese name is Dong Chong Sha Zhao. One of the problems with this is that the adulteration is just extremely common. So I was in a remote area of Yunnan province in China, and the Tibetan, ethnic Tibetan people were selling cordyceps, And I looked at it because the price was pretty good. And it was basically cordyceps that had been made in a laboratory. So true cordyceps is very irregular. If it looks too regular in terms of color or shape, it's probably made in the factory. And that's what the Tibetans were selling. Now, because real validated cordyceps cost right now anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000 a kilogram, and it's also not ecologically friendly, we actually use a fermentation product, a fermentation extract that that we get from the Chinese Academy of Materia Medica. And this is an approved type of cordyceps that's been used in China. Sometimes the process made from this type of mushroom is called CS4 type process. One company has the worldwide patent, so we can't actually call it CS4, but that's the type of process that we use in the Cordyceps PS and the Cordyceng formula. This is just a great herb in addition for immune deficiency states and autoimmune disease for specifically Western and Chinese lung and kidney complaints. Now, Coriolis, turkey tail, also known as Yunjur, this is more widely common in the last few years in the Western world. Actually, if you go to the Mayo Clinic website, they actually talk about turkey tail. Actually, I believe it's Sloan Kettering in New York. They talk about alternative cancer cures. Now, you always have to worry about these NIH, Sloan Kettering, Mayo Clinic. Whenever they talk about herbs, they actually their board of directors makes them put this really ridiculous disclaimer. And so if they were writing about a drug like aspirin, they'd go, they'd end always by saying, well, this is just some research we've done. This stuff can kill you if you really use it. So see 16 doctors before you pop an aspirin. So you have to kind of throw out the, don't throw out the good with the bad when you read about turkey tail, because most of it is written by Western medical facilities that aren't actually interested in having you use this as part of their cancer protocols. The reason that we talk about it here is that it's one of the most commonly or widely researched chemotherapy agents in the natural kingdom. There's over 400 studies done in China and Japan showing the effects of turkey tail. Now, here's where dosage gets in. The clinically effective dosage on the basis of thousands of patients in China and Japan is you have to use the equivalent of 3 to 6 grams of a validated extract in order to get the effect from turkey tail. So one of the things that Dr. Morishige from Japan noticed is that if you use reishi and you don't use enough, it doesn't work. Well, the problem with Coriolis is if you don't use enough, it doesn't work. And so that's why we make this as a standalone formula. If you use our formula, it's called Coriolis PS, and the dosage is 6 to 12 tablets a day. So don't use it if you can't take 6 a day. So it's very, very important in terms of the dosage. If you take one capsule of turkey tail, it's not going to do anything, so the person's going to waste their money. 1 to 4 capsules of cordyceps, if the extract is right, like our product, might provide some benefit, but one tablet or capsule of Coriolis is not going to provide any benefit. So dosage is very, very important. This is the whole reason why we took lentinin or shiitake out of our power mushroom product. It was originally in our power mushroom product, but I took it out when it turns out that shiitake is very narrowly bioavailable. That means, again, if you want to get a medicinal capability or a property of taking shiitake, you're taking 50 to 100 grams a day. So use shiitake in your soup, use shiitake in your stews, make a decoction out of shiitake, but don't use it in a medicinal property. It's not going to, a medicinal preparation, it's not going to be effective in tablet or capsule. In Japan, and I believe in China, they actually make extracts out of lentinin, and it's administered IV. So for shiitake, use it IV or use big dosages in soups and stews and culinary use. Now I put Poria in here because Poria or Fuling is a harmonizing ingredient, and this is why we put this in power mushrooms. One of these so-called anti-cancer gurus looked at power mushrooms and he goes, "Yeah, but you only have 40% of the formula is Ganoderma. What's all these fillers?" Well, it turns out the fillers are important to be able to absorb and assimilate the Ganoderma, which is a little bit hard to, can be hard to digest, and some people do have allergic reactions to it. So by using the whole preparation and by using a mushroom blend, we are increasing the effects and mitigating any side effects. Tremella, we're one of the few companies that has actually Tremella in a formula. This is in our Tremella and American Ginseng formula. It's also in Power Mushrooms to help give this an energetic balance. Tremella is considered a lung yin tonic and will not cause overheating, which is one of the reasons that's in Power Mushrooms. Power Mushrooms is used long term, and this is an important balancing ingredient. In general, Tremella is a great food ingredient, and you can buy it in many of the gourmet markets as well as the gourmet Chinese restaurants has Tremella. It's considered very, very good, particularly for the lung yin, and modern studies have shown it very, very good for the immune system. Polyporous, this is a relative of maitake. Maitake is basically only used as a food treatment and a food cure. There's some preparations out of Japan, but it's not used very widely. One of my colleagues who did some research in maitake at John Bastier was actually very, actually Bastier, they were kind of not very impressed by the results they were getting with using whole maitake. Polyporous or Julang has specific medicinal effects, which is why it's in power mushrooms. It's also has some anti-cancer effects. So kind of at the cutting edge of anti-cancer research is in China is using Juling for as part of an overall formula for cancer patients. Enoki mushroom is a formula that in our Leantane GT, which is a weight loss formula, but enoki also has some abilities to enhance the immune system. It's thought that the polysaccharides of the enoki are also good to help maintain the immune system. We don't really have a lot of time to talk about additional mushrooms, so I'm going to skip this. I'm going to first talk about a preparation called Power Mushrooms. Now, this has been on the market for almost 30 years. So this is one of our first formulas. Again, comes out of the experience using Ganoderma or Lingzhi as a folk cure, but also a very research folk cure, particularly in Japan and China. And then as the Chinese have gotten more money in the 1990s and 2000s, thousands if not millions of Chinese cancer patients actually use Ganoderma and formulas such as power mushrooms for their patients. So power mushrooms enhances immune function. It contains herbs that may have anti-tumor effects according to Chinese and Japanese research. It boosts energy. It's useful from autoimmune disorders such as MS or lupus. Again, I've seen a number of MS patients be able to get out of wheelchairs by using power mushrooms. It can also be used for prolonged colds and flus. So one of the questions that was submitted in advance is, can you use power mushrooms or mushroom blends for cold and flu treatment? I would say I would prefer not to use them in the initial stages of a cold or flu, but I think in the later stages of a cold or flu, if it's a prolonged cold or flu, yes, you can use the mushrooms. I suppose you could use them in the first stages of a cold or flu if you didn't have any cold away or Isatis Gold with you, but I would feel more comfortable using them more for prolonged colds and flus. We also use power mushrooms for people that have bronchitis and asthma. It's also used as an adjunct to chemo and radiotherapy. Again, we have the clinically validated red Ganoderma fruiting body, and then extracts of Tremella, Baimu-R, Poriola, Fuling, and Polyporous, which is Juling. Again, all of our formulas go through validation in terms of TCM, pharmacology, and clinical experience, and this is why we took the shiitake out of this formula about 20 years ago. Cortiseng is probably my next, second most widely used mushroom blend. Cortisang is for fatigue associated with chronic illness and during recovery period. It's particularly good for chronic bronchitis, chronic asthma. It can also be used to regenerate kidney function, and then it also improves oxygen utilization, so it's very useful for people who have wheezing and breathing problems. Of course, they should be under the care of a Western doctor anytime they have asthma or other breathing problems, but also athletic performance as well. Cortisang is what's called the Fujun blend. Fujung therapy is a Chinese term for supporting the normal. So we support the normal with a good blend of herbs. We have cordyceps extract, red ganoderma, astragalus wangqi, American ginseng, licorice root, and ginger rhizome. So this is a very good formula to be used not only in a capsule form, but we also make available form in a extract in powder form. So it can be added to ginger tea, it could be added to green tea, or could be used by itself, or added even to medicinal blends. One of my colleagues specializes in cancer treatment, and he actually makes up his own decoctions. Like, we would have a person take a constitutional tonic in pill form. He makes them up in decoctions, and then actually adds a half a teaspoon of cortisang each time you drink the decoction. So they're getting a huge dose of herbs. They're getting the decoction plus the cortisang. Here's the Coriolis PS. This is our version of turkey tail extract. Japanese research shows that this medicinal mushroom, this is also known as turkey tail, has anti-tumor effects and stimulates natural killer cells. There's over 400 studies with cancer patients using turkey tail, also known as Coriolis. And one of the keys is really making sure to get adequate dosage. And this is why we use a clinically validated 25% polysaccharide extract, and that's why we recommend taking 6 to 12 tablets a day of the formula. Now, one woman came into the clinic, and she was willing to do whatever it takes, and she had a lot of symptoms of yin deficiency. So we actually used a formula such as Great Yin or 9-flavor tea for the yin deficiency. But we also, she was very motivated. She had read about turkey tail and wanted to try this. So we actually had her grind up the tablets and add it to her smoothie. So for people who don't want to take too many pills, they can actually grind up 6 tablets a day of Coriolis PS in a coffee grinder and add it to their smoothie. It doesn't taste too bad either. Then lastly, we have a formula called Leantane GT, which uses an extract of enoki mushrooms and green tea for weight management. Basically, before I get to the questions and answers, what I want to do is remember that we have many resources. So many of you ask me specific questions about treating cancer patients, and those would be best looked up in my book, Healing Immune Disorders, which has basically an A to Z chapter starting with allergy on through complementary cancer approaches and ending in Z. So we cover chronic fatigue syndrome, autoimmune disease, multiple sclerosis, as well as complementary approaches to cancer in the book. And then my best-selling book is actually called Healing Digestive Disorders. So I do want to now get to the questions that have been posited in advance, and if I do have time, I'll get to the questions that you've put into the box on the right of your screen. I do want to make sure that you're only give me a 1 or 2 sentence question, otherwise I won't be able to answer it due to time constraints. So without further ado, let me go for some of the questions that have been answered. Are these preparations safe for advanced liver disease? Yes, the health concerns formulas that I've reviewed can be used with advanced liver disease, but as always, we want to take a TCM approach. So sometimes people with advanced liver disease have a tremendous amount of stagnation. Sometimes they have a tremendous amount of digestive issues, so we may need to address those first before we can use medicinal mushroom blends. Would you recommend power mushrooms as an everyday protocol for women 40 plus in addition to their vitamin therapies? Yes, in the local area, there are thousands of women in San Francisco, Marin County, and Points East that we're an epidemic of breast cancer, for instance, in this area. So for people that have cancer in their past, or they've had an incidence of breast cancer or another type of cancer, or they're a male who wants to possibly not get a prostate cancer, power mushrooms can be used every day. It's a safe formula. It's very balanced. We typically recommend it for several months, but it can be used for several years. Somebody read about Ganoderma being used topically for post-herpetic neuralgia. We actually recommend Resinol K and Tamu oil for post-herpetic neuralgia topically. But you can use power mushrooms and Ganoderma preparations internally to help people get over post-herpetic neuralgia, and have had quite good results. Somebody asked for what's the best mushroom formula for anti-aging, and again, because it's a very balanced approach, I would recommend either the power mushrooms formula, particularly if there's an immune deficiency. If there's no immune deficiency, I'd probably recommend the Cordyceps PS, the Cordyceng formula, which contains the cordyceps, contains the Ganoderma, and also contains astragalus, long qi. Are there several, many times you use several mushrooms together. Are mushrooms more beneficial in combination? Absolutely. Again, so for folk use, we want to use herbs by themselves, but for TCM professional herbology, we want to use mushroom blends. That's because if we use a good mushroom blend, we can get much more out of the formula in terms of mitigating any side effects and increasing any effects. And so particularly Ganoderma, if you do take it by itself, can have some side effects, and that's mitigated by using the power mushroom blend. Somebody wanted to know, is turkey tail as effective as Mycema mushroom? So I don't know anything about Mycema mushroom, and I probably know as much about medicinal mushrooms as anybody in the country, so that's not a very good thing about Mycena mushroom. So one of the things I did want to talk a little bit about other mushrooms. I really don't have time, but you have to really beware of the mushroom of the month. And there are all these Brazilian, Japanese, and even Russian, Siberian mushrooms coming out of nowhere. What I really like to use is the ingredients that have been validated on the basis of TCM, validated on the basis of pharmacology, validated on the basis of clinical experience, and if we can combine all three of those, then we have a health concerns formula. If it's just somebody, you know, picking out of their garden and writing it up in a journal, I have some concerns about that because it's not validated. I do have a couple of questions. We have a lot of questions, so I'm going to try to get through as many of these as I possibly can. How do you determine the beneficial dosages? All on the basis of TCM, pharmacology, and clinical experience. So for the best dosage information, go to the Health Concerns Clinical Handbook. We talked about preparation methods. The reason that I recommend the whole mushrooms or the powdered extracts of medicinal mushroom blends that have been processed and identified appropriately. Does the ongoing Fukushima nuclear radiation disaster affect the cultivation, procurement, testing of medicinal mushrooms? Well, the medicinal mushrooms that we get are basically harvested in China and very far away from the Fukushima nuclear radiation disaster. We also test our herbs thoroughly, so I'm not worried about the nuclear radiation on the basis of where we pick the mushrooms and also the testing that we do to make sure that they're free of contaminants. I'm just trying to answer as many questions as I can. Should medicinal mushrooms be avoided when candida overgrowth is present? Actually, one of the people who spread that rumor is a practitioner in Marin County, and I actually talked to him about this. What this has to do is the products like power mushrooms can certainly be used for when people have candida overgrowth. Some of the other health concerns, medicinal mushrooms, can also be used when there's candida overgrowth, but I particularly recommend power mushrooms. So there's a myth and misunderstandings about medicinal mushrooms and candida, but the bottom line is that commercial button mushrooms, the kind you get at Safeway, well, they oftentimes have a lot of fungus, and so I would avoid commercial mushrooms, particularly uncooked, particularly if a person has candida. So it doesn't necessarily apply to the medicinal use of health concerns formulas. It may apply to using button mushrooms, particularly if they're uncooked. Let's see. What's the best mushrooms for rebuilding after cancer treatment? The really two best formulas, in my opinion, if you could only use two, would be power mushrooms, and the other formula would be cortisang. Now, this would be particularly good if the patient has a lung or kidney problems. If the patient had a general immune deficiency, we might want to use the power mushrooms and the Coriolis PS. The main thing about Coriolis PS is that you want to make sure to dose it appropriately, at least 6 tablets a day. Let's see. If you do have any questions about herb-drug interactions, please consult our website, healthconcerns.com/pro. There's a number of free and continuing education classes on herb-drug interactions. Let's see. One person asked a question about allergies. And one of the things that's very interesting about Ganoderma is that they've actually done some research showing that it has some anti-allergic capabilities. So I would consider for patients that have seasonal allergies or allergic rhinitis, I would consider cortisang as a long-term approach. In other words, we use for the branch, we use other formulas for the allergy. But to get at the root, I do recommend this formula for allergies, the cortisang or Ganoderma. Now, the other point is that Ganoderma can occasionally produce some a skin reaction. I've only seen that once within thousands of patients with power mushrooms. I have seen it if you're using standalone Ganoderma products that aren't processed correctly. Let's see. If you have patients that have sarcoid disease, like sarcoidosis, if you have patients with specific types of cancer, again, I would recommend consulting my book, Healing Immune Disorders, first, and then if you have other questions, please contacting our herbal helpline. Okay, so let's just deal with a couple more questions. I might be able to get to one or two more questions at this point. But what I would do at this point is if you have one last one or two sentence questions, type it in now. Otherwise, we're going to have to stop taking questions in the next minute or two. So this is kind of a repeating question. Is it better to prescribe a blend of mushrooms? Yes, it's always better to prescribe a blend of mushrooms, but this person's also using maitake. Again, maitake really, outside of one product in Japan, I'm not aware where the use of maitake has been validated. So I wouldn't necessarily use a preparation that included reishi, maitake, and shiitake. And this other mushroom of the month is called agaricus, A-G-A-R-I-C-U-S. This is one of these mushrooms of the month, you know, and maybe in 10 years we may find out this is a really great herb, but right now we're still at, you know, very small populations using this. So in general, it's best to use well thought out, well identified, well processed mushrooms in a blend. I'd be very, very careful once you see maitake or shiitake or agaricus in a blend, because then I'm not sure if the company that's making it knows what they're doing. I've heard that Coriolis versicolor, that's turkey tail or Coriolis PS, is very effective in treating gastric tumors. Do you agree? Okay, so first of all, I would use our formula Coriolis PS if you do have a client with a gastric tumor. I would also, for medical and legal reasons, also make sure that they're under the care of a Western doctor. And then third of all, I would also make sure to evaluate them via TCM to determine if they need anything else. Do they need a moving or digestive agent to help the Coriolis PS get in the body better? Do they have a yin deficiency condition? Do they have excess heat, etc.? I would do a triple approach. I would use Coriolis PS, I would evaluate them through TCM, and I would also make sure they're getting treatment from a Western doctor. Let's see. People want to know about herb classes. Again, go to our website, healthconcerns.com/pro. We have both free and continuing education classes that are posted to our website. Let's see. Why refer to results as miraculous if they are prescribed appropriately? One should respond well, correct? Okay, so I use the term miraculous to mean, you know, the woman that had a cancer in her neck and she took a mushroom blend for 6 months and then there was no, and they didn't do any Western therapy and then there was no malignant tumor, that's a miracle to me. So, but I wanted to say that doesn't always happen, and it certainly doesn't happen if you're using the wrong mushrooms or not enough dosage. So in general, if you use the health concerns formulas with the dosage in the clinical handbook, you will get results, and the results are quite good, but they're only seldomly miraculous. Let's see. All the mushrooms that Health Concerns uses are wild and not sprayed. Yes, with the exception of the Coriolis cordyceps that we use, which is again extracted in the laboratory. We use wild picked mushrooms, and no, they're not sprayed. And basically, we make sure they're not sprayed because of the quality controls that we have in place. Let's see. How has the preparation of power mushroom changed over the past 3 decades? So the main change in terms of the power mushroom formula is that the version in the 1980s actually contained shiitake, also known as lentinin, and we took it out because, again, in order to be bioavailable, you need to take 50 to 100 grams a day of shiitake or lentinin. So that's why shiitakes are best used in food therapy, not in herbal preparations. Also, that's why shiitakes are taken by IV in China and Japan, not in herbal preparations. Okay, now we'll get to some of the questions that have been, if we got everything, all the questions in here. Let's see. I think I've got just about every question here right now. So I think we'll go to the close. So I want to close by saying that some of the most important things when using medicinal mushrooms is the dosage, the formula itself, and the careful identification of the mushroom. So if you are interested in mushroom science and using mushrooms clinically, please drop us a line. Maybe at some point we'll do a more in-depth information about the medicinal properties of all these mushrooms. But in the meantime, there's a lot of good pharmacological data in our book, Health Concerns Clinical Handbook, and also our website, healthconcerns.com/pro. As I mentioned, we do recommend, whenever possible, using mushroom blends in combination with TCM treatment, which involves symptoms and an assessment of the pulse and tongue as well. And then make sure that your clients are using our resources. So one of the resources is how we created the formulas, and how we created the mushroom blends is on the basis of TCM, modern pharmacology, and also clinical experience. And so this is why that the resources are so important, is if you use one tablet a day of Coriolis PS, that's the turkey tail, you're wasting your money. I've really tried to explain in a lot of different ways why taking at least 6 tablets a day is important, and you'll get results if you take the right preparation, such as Coriolis PS, in the right dosage, namely 6 tablets a day. So one of the things I did want to mention is that many of these ingredients can be powdered and added to smoothie, with the possible exception of the Coriolis PS. These medicinal mushrooms don't taste very good because they are medicinal products that are very highly concentrated. But if taste is not an issue, yes, we have. You can grind up the Coriolis PS, and you can also use the powdered version of cortisane tablets if you choose to. So one of the things that we're about at Health Concerns is combining modern research and ancient wisdom. One of the things I like so much about the medicinal mushrooms is these medicinal mushrooms, many of them have been used for hundreds if not thousands of years, and then the ones that Health Concerns manufactures are actually been validated through clinical research as well. One of the things that makes us unique is our knowledge of American patients. So one of the issues about dosage is to make sure that people are following part of professional herbology is making sure that people are taking the formulas, complying, and taking the best blend. So if somebody's just taking a Ganoderma product that they got off the shelf of the neighborhood co-op or the neighborhood discount supermarket, one of the problems is I don't know what that Ganoderma product is. I don't know why it's not combined with anything, probably because they didn't understand how to combine it. And more than likely, the patient's not going to get results. So the dosage at the supermarket Ganoderma product says, take one tablet a day. And then the patient comes to you and says, well, you want me to take this power mushroom stuff. It says 6 tablets. When the product at Safeway or the discount supermarket's only one tablet a day, that might be stronger. So I think you have to know American patients. Those of you who feel like you're always being stumped by American patients, that's one of the reasons we're here, is to provide information about how to use these formulas to get results with the patients. And this is really one of our key capabilities, is the knowledge of the American and Western patient using the Chinese herbs. It's not just enough to know the Chinese herbs, you have to know the American patient that uses the Chinese herbs. And then finally, we want to be your partner in your practice. So if you do have a question about an herb, a formula, or treating a client, you can utilize our herbal helpline, which is available by phone, 1-800-233-9355, extension 105, and by email at herbalist, H-E-R-B-A-L-I-S-T, herbalist at healthconcerns.com. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you online.